every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 doesn't speak for anybody but ourselves.
Ha! Ha ha! There we go.
Don't speak for anybody. All well, the thoughts and opinions are our own.
I went into brain vacation. I had to snap back really quick.
Yeah. Well, because, yeah, you're going to go out for the AANAOAH. Yeah. We don't speak for anyone but ourselves.
I go out for the recovery spell down.
Our opinions are the recovery Yahtzee. Yeah. The recovery Yahtzee. Yeah.
Yahtzee is with numbers.
Recovery Scrabble.
The recovery word feud.
Yeah.
Recovery Scrabble.
Yes,
recovery Scrabble.
Scrabble.
Yeah. I played Words with Friends on Facebook, and now all of a sudden I've got like 20 challenges. I'm playing with one of my sponsees, a youngster,
pseudo-sponsee. Did you get
your phone fixed? It's like 410 to 105 right now.
Uh-huh. Did you get your phone one fixed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Oh, by the way. Forfeit your games?
No.
Oh, okay.
By the way.
Yes.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley
and Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
Yeah, I was talking with Mark in between the shows, and I was talking about how I should be doing more, just in general, doing more stuff.
Like what?
Like anything, like because stuff. One of my very good friends in the program recently, because of his diabetes, had his leg amputated from the knee down, and I thought, if that ever happens to me, there will be no more doing stuff. I mean, certainly there will be some doing stuff. I go to meetings and stuff like that, but I'm not going to be fishing on boats and going
why
to
not?
Hawaii or...
What, you don't think people in wheelchairs go to Hawaii?
Hiking
so
up
I'm
going to
surf in Hawaii on my yeah. one leg if I only have one leg?
Well, maybe you won't be surfing, but you can still go to
Hawaii. Will I be hiking the hills of Hawaii on the edge of the volcano?
No, but I can push you.
On the trail up the volcano?
Over the edge.
Yeah.
Like the healthcare program.
Whoops! She'll give me the end of Diamond Head and say, whoop, there you go.
So what stuff is it that you want to do?
Like go on trips and things and do things and stuff.
You mean stuff besides look at YouTube?
Yes.
With what money are we going?
It doesn't
and
cost
how,
anything.
What
to,
show?
It doesn't cost
show?
Anything to hike.
We use iTex.
That's right.
Oh, jeez.
Cashola.
That's
yeah,
right.
iTex. Shmitex.
So.
Yes.
Shelley has pulled out the.
Shelley's decided to go back to her life as a hooker.
Ha ha! That was a good one.
You like that?
No, it's my crocheting. I'm making a scarf for Bill Piper.
Really?
Yes. Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
It's going to be a fine scarf.
Yes, it's Heather Gray. I'm getting there.
Oh, is there going to be one for that,
there
too?
There are going to be scarves for quite a few people.
Okay.
Oh.
Make sure you use the right colors on that one.
Yes, I know all about the color that I need for that one.
Somebody out there right now is going, I'll bet it's for me. I'll bet it's for me.
It
and
is.
And then they realize they don't even know us and they've never...
It's for you.
Commented on his show. You know what that means.
What's it mean?
Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. Sweet. This is a pretty good one.
Okay.
You know, every once in a while, Webster Dictionary decides that they're going to put
call
new
Shelley.
Words in.
So they're going to call Shelley?
Yeah.
To find out what the new words are, yeah.
So,
I would not have voted for Evu.
So, they're going to put a new word.
What's the new word?
The new word is the F-bomb.
F-bomb,
they're putting the
that
word
phrase?
F-bomb in?
No.
Or the word F-U-C-K?
The word F-U-C-K.
It's not already in there?
Or no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It is the word F-bomb.
Oh,
F-bomb
okay.
is going to be in. And
it's actually a hyphenated word, isn't it?
There are hyphenated words in the dictionary.
Okay.
It is. Some new ones they've added lately. Tweet.
Yes.
They've added new definitions to many of these because, you know, tweet is actually something a bird would do. But they've decided that this year the list is really descriptive and evocative and fun words. Some years not so fun. Like if there's a lot of new science words, they don't, you know, it's not that great. A couple of the words they're adding for this
year. I was
hoping
you had some.
Craft beer. E-reader. Game changer. A new definition for gast. Gastropub. What is a gastropub?
I would assume someplace where you can get nibbles and beer at the same time.
Geocaching.
I've heard that word.
That's where you can cache your geos.
Geocaching. Isn't that where they take stuff and they hide it places and other people have to find it?
I no idea. I figured you guys might have an inroad to that.
Don't know.
It has to do with GPS, too. I know that.
Shovel ready?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Needs killing.
That means a construction site ready for work. I've never
Didn't
heard that.
Didn't we have that. Those?
I've never heard that.
Yeah, we had construction sites that were ready to go.
Didn't we have, like, all these shovel-ready jobs or something like that?
I think
that
shovel-ready just sounds like somebody that's ready to kill them.
Yeah. Wouldn't shovel-ready just be shovel and ready put together?
You would think. There's also going to be new economic ones. Systemic risk. There's going to be a new definition for underwater to describe the heartbreaking realization
that
you owe more money on your mortgage than your mortgage is worth. Toxic. A new thing as relating to an asset that's lost so much value it cannot be sold on the market. And tipping point. The F is tipping point.
That's where I took you up to Diamond Head and pushed you over.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. The number one thing for this time, though, was the addition of F-bomb. Everyone seemed to think that that was a classy addition. Oh, this is a good one.
I hope so.
South Carolina. You know, you've always heard the thing about the thing that goes bump in the night. So
yes.
This woman, Tracy, her last name's withheld for some unknown reason, heard something go bump in the night in her house. Now, what it turned out to be was her ex-boyfriend.
Why?
Who was living in her attic.
And she didn't know?
This is her ex-boyfriend from 12 years ago.
How long has he been in her attic?
He's only been in the attic for a few weeks.
Oh.
After he got out...
Of jail?
Of jail.
Of prison.
Okay.
Holy crap. Did she have a restraining order or something? Was it a domestic violence thing or what?
It didn't say why he was in prison.
Does it say why he was in her attic?
Well, she said at 2:30 a.m. she felt like something just wasn't right. She heard noises and saw nails popping out of things in the ceiling. And she immediately thought to herself, it's a poltergeist.
Oh,
that's because that's what all rational people think. No, there's a guy in your attic.
But it wasn't. It wasn't the devil.
He entered through her back door.
It wasn't the devil or a ghost dancing on the ceiling. It was her ex-boyfriend. Been living in the attic since he was released from prison.
And he was putting nails through the ceiling?
Well, apparently he was walking around up there and stuff was coming loose and falling from the ceiling. They broke up 12 years ago, and she never, ever, ever considered getting back with him.
Does he say why he was there?
Yeah, hello.
I don't think it says why he was in there because the story is really about he's living in her attic. But he said that he had changed and had sent her many letters claiming that he had changed.
Baby, I've changed. Please come back.
She found several Route 44 Sonic cups filled with feces and urine.
Ooh.
They also said that the ex-boyfriend had rigged the ceiling vents so he could look down at Tracy in her bedroom from upstairs.
Okay, that's
just
creepy.
Guy back in prison?
Please tell me he's back in prison.
Well, here's the other creepy thing. The only access to the attic is from a door inside the house in between the two children's rooms.
Is he back in prison?
He actually got away, and they're looking for him now.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I hope she's staying with the relatives or something.
He
Holy
got away
crap.
Before the cops got there.
Did she change the locks?
I love this one. A car wash never felt so dirty. Malaysia.
Yes.
Has a car wash. There's a business in Malaysia that is offering car wash customers free sex after their ninth car wash.
I can just see the guys that just go around the block and come back and get in line.
Nine a day.
Yeah.
The alleged reward program to end all reward programs was born out of a partnership between the car wash and the local massage parlor.
Ah.
After becoming suspicious the massage parlor might have been offering some illicit activities, the authorities raided the business and found several of its patrons had customer cards from the car wash to the massage parlor.
I have a question. After nine massages, could you get a free car wash?
Yeah, really.
The cards on the card said they offered a little more than your average discount. To get the extra offer, customers send their cars for washing nine times within a certain period. The 10th car wash entitles them to free sex. Nine Vietnamese women believed to be prostitutes were arrested from the massage parlor. I wonder if the name of the massage parlor was Happy Ending. I'm getting my car washed.
Yeah.
Get a hold of me. Get a hold of me and you're rubbing out your scratches, huh?
Newark, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
A New Jersey woman pleaded not guilty to causing a man's death with an injection of silicone as a penis enlargement.
Oh.
I knew there had to be a penis involved somewhere.
A procedure experts cautioned doesn't even work.
Obviously.
Cassia Rivera, 35, could spend 10 years in jail if convicted of reckless manslaughter.
Well, wait, why did she do it? Did she
in the death of 22-year-old Justin Street. Street, father of two, and apparently not swinging, gone to her at her home seeking penile enlargement procedure, which was advertised on Craigslist.
Oh, that seems legit.
Rivera performed the procedure in her apartment with no medical license, no training, no clean materials.
But was she claiming to be a doctor?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, well, then she's busted.
She administered the silicone shot directly to Street's penis. He died the next day.
Of what?
It doesn't say.
Because you can
he died of a silicone embolism.
Ugh.
Oh, well, that could happen to anybody.
Yes.
Who gets silicone shot into their penis.
His death was ruled a homicide because of the silicone embolism. Rivera was indicted by a grand jury.
But you couldn't have a silicone embolism without the silicone.
Right. But, see, the thing is, her mistake was that she claimed to be a doctor. If she had never claimed to be a doctor, if she just advertised this on Craigslist but never said she was a doctor or anything, what are they going to do? Some idiot goes to this woman's apartment and she shoots him up with silicone? I mean, that's just plain stupidity.
True that.
No.
If she didn't claim to be a doctor, then...
Isn't it like one of those stories like, you hate to hear it? You know, it's like, you hate to hear
this
it.
This is one of those stories that make me think, I'm okay having another glass of water today. Because there's more water for me now.
Yes. Here you go. California homeless man was convicted of strangling a burn. This is sad, but it's funny. Okay. It's really not funny. Convicted of strangling a brown pelican to death.
Oh, man, I heard this story.
Near the Malibu Pier.
I heard this story. This is just wrong.
He initially said the bird was already dead. But later he admitted that he killed the pelican because he was hungry and he hadn't been able to catch any fish.
They're not protected.
A passerby approached the sheriff's deputy saying he'd spotted a man choking a pelican.
I was choking about a pelican?
You know, if I heard a guy, this guy's choking his pelican.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I would have rushed right over.
But he was hungry. He caught the pelican, and he killed it.
Witnesses said Alvarez had his hands around the bird's throat. The animal was flapping its wings in distress before going completely limp.
So he was successful at killing his food.
Yes.
So
his pelican went limp while he was choking it.
So his big mistake here was not getting a pelican killing license.
His pelican was spent.
He was booked on $20,000 bail.
This thing is just so wrong.
He pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty to a bird.
But it's okay to fish.
Was sentenced to 60 days in jail.
Wait.
But it's okay to throw a hook out in the water and catch a fish. That's not animal cruelty.
Well, here's...
I sat on a farm one day and spent the entire morning shooting pigeons for something to do.
You know how they kill chickens? They strangle them.
Yeah. But you know what happens when you shoot a pigeon? You then go over and you grab it and you wring its neck so it dies.
Yeah, I mean...
We shot him for sport.
He was actually killing something to eat it.
We shoot doves, and then you wring their necks to kill them because all the shot doesn't keep them from flying away.
Just to make sure we're clear here, we now have the defense team for Mr. Alvarez here.
Yeah, he's just call us.
We're here
now,
for you, buddy.
The fact that they are fully protected under California state law.
Pelicans?
You sure?
Pelicans are not protected.
You sure?
Yes, because the brown pelican is no longer considered to be an endangered species, though it was.
That's right.
But so, it is still fully protected species within California. Because just because it's not endangered anymore doesn't mean they want people going out and killing them, because they're almost endangered.
He was almost endangered. He was starving to death.
Okay.
I hate this state.
As one might imagine.
Well, you can move.
As one might imagine.
Move
it's
to Florida.
It's not a pretty scene.
Yes.
When a truck carrying hundreds of bottles of whiskey collides with another truck full of live pigs.
Oh.
I drunk pigs.
It should have been a Coca-Cola truck. Wouldn't that have been great?
That's exactly what
unfolded.
Ready
for cooking.
On a highway in Nanyang, Henan Province in central China. The lorry overturned in heavy rain, spilling nearly 200 pigs onto the street. And the truck, unfortunately for the pigs, crashed through the pigs and ended up and approximately 20,000 bottles of whiskey went out onto the highway. Many of which were picked up by
passerbys. Now, are pigs protected in China?
Well, the story may have a happy ending for some of the pigs because they were likely headed to slaughter anyway.
Because
and
car
many
wash?
Pigs escaped into the wild.
Oh, I thought it had a happy ending because they went to the
now,
car wash.
Now, do you know what happens to a pig when it escapes into the wild?
It grows tusks.
It does. In not very long, uh-huh. In a matter of weeks, remember the movie Babe, the little piglet? Uh-huh. Left in the wild, it will grow tusks and turn back into a wild boar. Is that the weirdest thing ever? That's how... There was this thing once called Hogzilla. And Hogzilla, it turned out, had been some champion state fair winning hog that was like 1,100 pounds. And it escaped from this farmer's land. They didn't know it was gone. And they finally found it like a month later. And it had gigantic tusks. And they had to shoot it with like an elephant gun. Because it's big pig.
How do you not notice a half-ton animal going missing on
your
farm?
I don't know. Well, I'm imagining alcohol may have been involved in that. I don't know.
Yeah, the whiskey came into play there, too.
Yeah.
Here comes a ballsy move.
Okay.
Okay.
Ballsy, but not a great idea.
Okay.
Michael Smeriglio.
Gesundheit.
Of...
Florida!
Actually, he shot himself through the penis, through the testicle, and into his leg while he was cleaning his gun.
You didn't give us ample leg-crossing time here.
I didn't. He initially lied to police, said someone else shot him on the street. But after questioning, well, he tried to claim... You don't want to admit you shot yourself in the dick. So he said someone else shot him on the street.
Actually, in Florida, that would be more plausible than shooting yourself.
his Facebook page is kind of the shrine right now. Everyone's asking to be his friend. He's shown making obscene gestures at the camera on his Facebook thing, smoking cigarettes and posing near cars. They found marijuana in the house, and that led to the arrest of the homeowner on drug charges.
So, does he still have a Weewer?
He does.
With a hole in it.
Well, it already had a hole. Doesn't have an extra hole.
With a piercing.
It has a hole. He's an a-hole. Now, we do have a hero of the week.
Okay, you're like way over time.
Okay, we're way over time, but we have a hero of the week. Okay. We have a hero of the week. Wait to hear this. The hero of the week is a front door. A Pennsylvania bank's front door is being hailed as a hero after it stopped a robber from leaving the bank. The unidentified 27-year-old suspect entered the bank, demanded money. He was handed an undisclosed amount of cash, but he didn't realize that the front door was prepared to stop him.
Okay,
the bank's security system, which is prominently advertised on the outside, has one of those doors that when you go through the one door,
it locks.
It locks, and the other door locks as well, automatically. If they push the button from the bank to alert the police, it'll automatically do that. It worked perfectly, and witnesses saw the suspect flailing around, screaming, and banging his arms and heads on the bulletproof glass.
Heads?
Heads.
Well, probably both of them, yeah. He was flailing. The door sustained only minor injuries, but will make a full recovery. The suspect has several large bumps on his head and numerous lacerations he'll be dealing with while he's in jail.
I think this automatically locking door in case of a bank robbery thing is a really bad idea. Because do you really want to be the bank customer that gets locked in the frickin' bank with a guy with a gun?
No, you're not locked in the bank. You're actually locked between the two doors. You can't get back in the bank, and you can't get out of the bank.
It's like a foyer.
U.S. bank has a fantastic system for that.
Okay. As long as you're not locking the gunman in with the...
I know that we're over time, but we have to do the last story.
Go ahead.
Oy vey.
Fort Collins, Colorado.
Okay.
Colorado Brewery said Thursday it's monitoring the water it gets from Fort Collins because of the deadly wildfire they had around. They said that the ash is effing up the taste of their beer. New Belgium brewer, the maker of Fat Tire beer.
Uh-oh. This is serious.
You got to know that Fat Tire beer has got to be one great taste in beer to start with.
I have family members that may be very upset about this.
The brewery chemist discovered 6 compounds in the river water that are causing problems with the beer. The river runs through the entire area where the June wildfire went through and destroyed 250 homes and scorched all the 136 square miles.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't taken any of their drinking water from the Poudre rain since rainfall put ash from the river into the river, turning it black.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the beer company mm-hmm. has been getting water from the river, and that's a problem.
You know what they say.
What do they say?
It's the water and a lot more.
Wow. Now... it says none of the water the brewery is using has been affected, according to spokesman Brian Simpson. Yet they were testing the water they were using in the beer and found 6 compounds that shouldn't be there.
So we should be careful about relapsing on Fat Tire.
Right. We can only relapse on, like, Coors or something, you know, get their water from Spring Mountains or whatever.
Lowenbrow.
Low, yes.
A new tonight, Belgium official, Jen Gervier, said this
must
week
be something more.
To a member, to members like of a group Lowenbrow. Working to restore the burn area, the health of the watershed equals the quality of our beer. And the guy on the side said, your beer must suck. And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for boots. Sweet.
Dude.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Shout out.
We are back.
Well, that was like a Motley Crue shout out.
Shout out.
By Motley Crue.
Let it all out.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to talk in about 5 minutes.
Shelly?
What?
This will be a good one.
What?
What's the topic?
I don't know. I wasn't here when you guys decided.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Did we decide?
What?
I was in there getting, putting on my jammies and getting a soda.
Oh.
Mark has a topic.
Excuses.
That was my excuse. I was putting on my jammies and getting a soda.
You had an excuse.
Shelly's the only person I know puts on jammies at the studio.
I know. But she's also the most comfortable one in the place.
I don't know. You may be the most comfortable one. Mark is in this gigantic leather chair.
The Mugsy chair.
And I'm in like one of those kind of chairs you buy at Home Depot. Like the plastic ones.
Well, so am I.
With a pillow on it.
And I have a blankie under me.
Mark in the big leather chair.
Naked.
That's because he's selfish.
Not naked, thank God. Not naked, thank God.
I'd stick to it.
I got to tell you guys before we get into the excuses.
Yeah.
I'm still bummed about my guys, Mark and Brian, being gone. Heidi and Frank.
Oh, come on. Have to go through this again.
Heidi and Frank.
You know what? I didn't listen to them when they were on.
Not nearly as good. I mean, maybe they'll grow on me.
I didn't listen to them when they were on. I don't miss them when they're gone.
Mark and Brian, I didn't like them at first either, so maybe they'll grow on me. The new guys. So excuses. Mark, how shall we cover that?
I was at the house today, and I was listening to my son's girlfriend argue with her mother.
Uh-oh.
Because mom called her and said she needed to get back into rehab.
Mom needs to get back into rehab?
Mom needs to get back into rehab.
Now, mom said this.
Mom called daughter.
And told her this.
Yeah,
that should have come from the last show, Rigorously Honest.
Yeah. Obviously felt I was probably in the right place at the right time. So I gave her a list of calls to make and things to do to get into rehab.
And she immediately began coming up with excuses.
And My boyfriend is here to support me, so I need to run it by him.
No, you don't.
Because he doesn't drink as much as I do.
What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Well, so it's okay to hang out with him. There was a meeting tonight that I suggested she go to. Okay. Over at 667, because the meeting that is tonight there... There are people from probably three or four of the area rehabs who go to that meeting.
Right, so she said if she'd need a rehab.
Walk into that meeting and share that you have no place to go and you need a rehab.
You will immediately get help.
You will not be going home tonight. Somebody will get you in to a rehab. Well, I don't know how I'll get home from there.
You won't.
You won't have to. Well, yeah, but what if those people aren't there? They run the meeting. Yeah, but what, you know, I mean, one excuse after the next, after the next.
It's almost like, what if they're not there? If they're not there, you can call me. I will come and get you.
Yeah. Maybe I should just go to House of Ruth.
House of what?
I've heard of that, but it's
a home for battered women.
House of
have
Ruth?
Have you been
battered?
Battered? No.
Then.
But I don't have any place to go.
So why would you go to House of Ruth? So you want to take up the space of someone who's actually getting the crap kicked out of them.
As opposed to walking into a meeting where all these people are going to be and saying, I have nowhere to go and I need to get into rehab.
Well, here's the question that I have.
Uh-huh.
She calls saying she needs to go to rehab.
Yes.
Here's a bunch of ways to go to rehab. Now all of a sudden,
all the excuses come out.
She doesn't want to go.
Right.
I had, though not quite like that,
uh-huh.
I had the similar incident after I overdosed. I called a place. It referred me to another place. I give them my story.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you should come in.
Mm-hmm.
I said, great. They said, right now. And I said, I really shouldn't drive. I've been getting loaded.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I immediately had an excuse.
Sure.
And then they said, we'll send a van.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't want to tell them where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's almost like one of those things. It's like, why do you feign that you want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately, I mean, what is the purpose of that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a sponsee who's been doing very well, and we've gotten into some step work. Has gone to calling me about once a week now. Because he got a job. Well, I think what you've done up till now is why you've gotten a job. So it'd be a really good idea to call. Well, I'm really busy.
Mm.
You guys know. There's usually not a time of the day or night that you would dial my number where I wouldn't answer.
Yes.
So the nice thing about a job is there's a time before you start and there's a time after you finish.
Isn't that like the thing like you would tell your parents, you know, why the parents would say, why didn't you call? That's even tougher now because everyone's got flipping cell phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you call?
I didn't have a dime.
Yeah. Why didn't you call collect?
I couldn't find a payphone.
You know what?
What?
That is actually kind of a problem.
My daughter one time,
uh-huh.
I said, why didn't you call? She goes, my battery died on my phone. I said, why didn't you use a payphone? And she looked at me and she goes, what's a payphone? And I thought about it, and I only know where there's one.
Yeah.
And it's down by the Starbucks where we go.
Yeah.
But there are no other payphones on her route from school home.
That you know of.
So my next thing is, when did you borrow your friend's cell phone?
Oh.
If you need to call your boyfriend, you can do that.
My phone was dead. I didn't know your number. It's lodged in my phone.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
Excuses.
I only had one excuse. I didn't want to be like my dad.
Do you have any sponsees that have any excuses?
Yes.
Ah.
I get the work excuse a lot. Uh-huh. I have gotten in the past. I've gotten the work excuse a lot. My favorite excuse for not calling is, well, nothing bad happened. Okay. So you could just call and check in.
Mm-hmm.
You could call in and say, hey, nothing bad happened. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Do you get any excuses, Shelley, on other things besides not calling? Like someone's not supposed to be doing something or something, they're doing it. Do they give you excuses for that?
Oh, yes. My favorite excuse is, well, it's going to be different this time. How? It just is. I can tell.
What would this be referring to?
I'm not going to let it go that far.
Oh, you can already tell where this is going. Relationship type things?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're just going to have fun. And then when everything goes pear-shaped and I'm really fighting the urge to say, I told you this was going to happen.
Oh, I do that.
Wait a minute. This person didn't come with their boyfriend that they weren't going to have a relationship with and buy a bed at my store, did they?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're only having fun. We're not going to have a relationship.
Yeah, and then...
But now we're shopping for beds together.
Well,
yes.
It's more fun on a nice bed.
Well,
there could be that.
I really care about this person.
That's not an excuse. That's just a statement
of
fact.
Yeah, that's a reality. Maybe they do. Well, how do you know
back
it's not a fact?
To reality.
I don't think so. It's always some excuse. The most popular excuse seems to be, I was too busy. Or, in the past, I had a sponsee that seemed to have her period every week.
Wow.
I have cramps. I can't come to the meeting.
I had an ex-wife like that.
That's if you know a sponsee that has a period every week, tell me so I can tell my guys not to F her.
Well, and finally, after like the third time she told me this, I said, didn't you tell me that last week? And she said, no, I don't think so. I said, I think you did.
Yeah. And the week before.
Let me go back through your list of excuses.
I remember when I first got sober, one of my earlier sobrieties where I said I couldn't get to the meeting.
That's hilarious.
Dude.
Well, you guys know where my parents live.
Yeah.
It's about 2.5 blocks.
In any direction.
2.5 blocks from an Alano club.
In either direction.
From the other one. Yeah.
It's not four from the other one.
Yeah.
Well, you were close to two different clubs. You're right in between.
Well,
them.
Yeah, but that back then there was only one club.
Okay.
But Shelly and I have a difference of opinion of what blocks are. Shelly counts every street as a block. I count every light as a
blocks.
Block.
Yeah.
So it's really only about a block and a half. It's not really that far.
We'll call it 2 blocks. We'll call it 3 blocks.
It's close.
We'll call it closer than you went to go pick up a quarter gram.
It's a 10-minute walk.
I walked from Covina Hills Road to the city of Azusa.
That's a stroll.
Which is more than a few blocks.
That's a stroll.
In the rain to buy a quarter gram of cocaine once. Now, the fact that in great weather I can't walk a block and a half to a meeting,
yes,
I'd call that an excuse. And not a very good one.
Well, what's really amazing about that is you would only have to do it once. Because once you walked there, you would get a ride home from somebody.
I did. And I was always able to.
And you would have 4 or 5 phone numbers of people you could call and ask them to pick you up on their way. Because you're absolutely on the way.
Oh, yeah.
From somebody. Somebody is going in that direction.
And I got to tell you, I think most people from the club would have told me, dude, you don't need a ride there or home. You're a block and a half away.
It's two blocks away. It's too far.
It's too far.
I know. I didn't use that excuse, actually. When my car went down at one point, I was the secretary of the meeting at Charter Oak. I walked. And that's a hike. All the way up to Charter Oak is kind of a hike.
Oh, to Charter Oak.
That's a stroll.
Yeah. I thought you were meaning like the Tuesday night meeting, and I'm like, where we live now
is closer from when your parents.
It's a block closer.
Mark McGuire could almost hit it with a baseball from here.
Yeah.
No. Up to Charter Oak. I walked up to Charter Oak with the little suitcase of crap that I had to
crack?
Take up there.
No, that's...
You had a suitcase of crap?
Suitcase of crack.
Never mind.
Everyone wanted to give her a ride.
Yeah. Just me and my suitcase full of crack. Can I get a ride home?
You bet. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, excuses. What other kinds of excuses? There's excuses for things unprogram related.
Yeah.
You know, why put off till tomorrow what I can put off today? You know, I mean, it's like the procrastination.
Yeah. Procrastination?
Yes. I've got excuses for lots of things.
Yeah.
I'll give you an excuse that I think many men have and many women can't stand.
It's the stress.
Why do I need to make the bed? I'm just going to get back in it. No, but I'm saying that's my excuse. Why should I make it? I'm just going to get back in it.
Yeah, 12 hours later, if not longer.
And you know what?
Be
between the time I get out of it and the time I get back into it, the chances of me seeing it again are slim.
But I will know it's not made. In fact, I know right now that my bed is not made because I didn't have time to do it when I got home.
Oh, and see? But yet, you'll still be able to sleep in it tonight.
Yes.
Not as well as I would have if it had been made.
Oh! And
you have to get into a made bed to be totally comfy.
That's not true.
No, because as soon as you get into a made bed, it's no longer made.
Hey,
no, but it's still nice and tight.
Hey, back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I could have been comfy on a cool linoleum floor.
That's true.
Especially if I had the spins.
That's
something
true.
About the cool linoleum against my face. And the porcelain god right next to me.
Oh, laying your chin against the porcelain, just that cool sensation on the side of your head. Oh.
And you know what's really gross about that?
Ew.
You know what's really gross about that? If you've ever been on the floor of a bathroom, which many of our listeners have.
Yes.
You don't really want to get your face too close to the porcelain god because not all guys are good aims. And
if you missed on more than one occasion?
Yeah. That coolness you feel on the floor might not all be linoleum.
Ew.
I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on excuses be?
You can have a million excuses for not working the steps, but you just need to find one reason to do it.
Okay. Look, Shelly's like rocking through with the one-liners lately. Mark, what are your final words?
You either do it or you don't.
It's hard to be shorter and sweeter than that.
I want to go home.
You know what? If you put too many excuses on why you can't get sober, pretty soon you'll have too many excuses why you can't get sober again.
Good point.
Shelley, someone's listening to our show, as they clearly are at this moment.
Yeah.
And?
Oh, I'm supposed to talk now.
Yes, you have a portion of this.
You go to recovery101.net, scroll down to a show, and click on to play it, and then click on like or permalink.
You don't have to scroll. It comes right up the front.
Okay, well, that's true. If you are a member of Podomatic, thank you. Your vote just counted.
Sweet.
Unlike your vote will count this November.
Will count this November?
Unlike.
Oh, unlike.
The way your vote will count.
Oh.
Because no matter
So just like in November, vote early and often?
Yes, vote early.
Just like in Chicago politics?
Yes, click like early and often. You can add us to playlists. Oh, wait. I haven't done that part yet. If you're not a member of Podomatic, you will have the opportunity to join. It's fun and free. Free being the operative word. You can add us to playlists. You can click like on old shows. You can add topics and in the comment suggestion, whatever. Just go and do it, please. I've lost my train of thought. And I don't give a crap anymore. It's late and I want to go to bed.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. Nobody climbed in on
it's contagious.
Chimed in on that?
Nope.
I know, I was
Jaws,
just listening to you.
Because you know Shelley watched the movie Jaws.
No, I've never seen Jaws. Yeah, but I can name it within one note.
Yeah, Shelley used to freak if I did that. I'd go... And she'd be like, shut up! Just the thought of it. So, Mark...
What?
We have a friend
Do
back
we?
East.
Still? You
I
sure?
Hope so. I'm pretty sure.
I told you I met a guy at a meeting last Friday that's friends with him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder if they've talked yet. So. But anyway, you're talking about Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Once again, you can go to recovery101.net, our site. You can scroll down and click the link. Take you right to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he will send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano Club or recovery home or a place where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce, and he will send you out
numerous copies,
which you can strew about the place. If you're interested in a franchise, contact Bruce directly, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
What's one of those words? Strew. Where the hell did that come from? Shelley, major grammarian?
Old English.
Old English 800?
Yeah, but you know, yeah. I mean, there's
guys
definitely
were drinking old, a lot. They tried to say
there's definitely old English terms like across the threshold. The threshold was where the thresh they'd put it on the floor to keep the stone not so cold. So they'd put like thresh of wheat and stuff on the floor, and so you'd carry someone over the threshold. But strew, the hell,
I don't know.
Oh, I was hoping that you did.
No, I knew
it
not.
Wasn't in the bathroom reader or something?
No, it is not.
The Great American Bathroom Reader or
no,
whatever?
No, it is not. Trust She'll me, know I've read the, that thing cover to cover.
She'll know by the next time we record, though.
Yes, I'll look it up.
She will. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. Join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell won't, Shelly. Who's the lead out music by?
It's by Booby Trap. It's Lady Blue.
Lady Blue. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
And shout out to Jason.
Okay.